Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Monday, November 14. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, ballots and bots. Well, a remarkable thing is happening today. They are still counting ballots. These are ballots from an election of nearly a week ago. In the most technologically advanced country, we still need to determine who makes up the final roster in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. And the worst reporting state of all is that technological powerhouse, California. Roughly half the uncounted House votes come from the Golden State. Now, counting ballots that take days to complete is a marked contrast to how this country used to run elections. 74 years ago, in the most hotly contested presidential election of its time, Dewey versus Truman, votes were counted and the election was determined by the following day. Throughout the night, poll workers counted ballots and tallies reported in near real time. By 11:30 a.m. the next day, Dewey telegraphed his concession to Truman. The election was settled in under 24 hours. Today, of course, we don't do things like that. We've turned much of the actual counting of the ballots to computers. Machines have, by and large, taken the place of people. And the result is that we've introduced a new element into our elections, bots. Now, I like to shop online, and it's there that I first seriously encountered bots. Bots are those little bits of fraud that seem endemic in everything involving information technology. I have many trees and was shopping for a chainsaw to manage my little woods. As I usually do, I read the ratings. And as I was going through the ratings for a particular saw, I saw this one. "This is the best," it said. "It's comfortable, warm, and fuzzy. I sleep with it almost every night." Well, they obviously weren't talking about a chainsaw. More likely some blanket. I concluded that it was just a mistake in the ratings, until I read further and found more comments that were just as far off the mark. It was likely what I said it was. I found bots. Designated to increase the chainsaw ratings, making it appear more popular than it really was. Amazon must have also been aware of this problem and introduced the verified purchase category shortly after, so that shoppers like me could tell those customers who actually purchased the product from just bots. A little later, I was shopping for a field camera. It's one that you can hang on a tree, and it will photograph any wildlife walking past. But shoppers still need to be cautious. One particular camera that caught my eye, and again I started looking through the ratings. This time I noticed that many were the same, identical comments over and over again. The camera had over 1,000 ratings, but when I looked for only verified purchases, that number dropped to less than 20. Again, someone was trying to boost the ratings and increase their sales. Bots are a severe problem wherever information technology is present. Bots have distorted the scope and reach of various social media platforms. You may recall the controversy over the number of Facebook users. An accurate count of the number of Facebook users determines how much Facebook can charge for their advertising. Inflate the number of users by using bots, and Facebook revenue climbs. More recently, Elon Musk nearly backed out of his purchase of Twitter because of the high number of bots. Estimates are that between 20 and 40% of Twitter users are bots, not people, but computer-generated bots. But that's just in the real world, the place you and I live, work, interact with other people, and shop. In that world, bots are everywhere. However, when it comes to our elections, everything seems to change. We are told that there are no bots in our elections. Election results match the number of registered voters, and I know that because every major news outlet tells me that's the case. The Washington Post, the New York Times, AP News, Snopes, and on. the number of articles refuting the mere concept that bots exist in elections must number in the thousands. Over the past 2 years, a sub-industry has sprung up that denies all claims of bots in our elections. It's remarkable how many pages tell us that such bastions of electoral purity as Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, and Philadelphia are devoid of bots. In each one of those locations, the number of ballots cast precisely equals the number of registered voters. It's truly remarkable. I don't know about you, but I'm relieved. I feel better if the nation's major news outlets tell us that there are no bots at all in our elections. You don't need to look any further. The media has spoken. And if our media is so united, it must be true. Maybe now I'll buy that chainsaw. After all, it says right here, it's warm and fuzzy. In economic news, the effects of that very soft inflation reading last week, remember the CPI came in at just 7.7%, appear now to be over. Once again, the debt markets are looking for continued tightening by the Federal Reserve. And that, of course, means higher interest rates ahead. This morning, the 10-year Treasury is back at 3.9% after hitting a one-month low last week. Higher interest rates also mean a stronger dollar. Today, the dollar index is back at 107 after falling to a three-month low last week. Altogether, last week's euphoria over a possible end to inflation has faded into memory. We are back at the doldrums. Futures across the board are lower, including equities, bonds, precious metals, and oil. The only bright spot is those cryptocurrencies, which are all bouncing off catastrophic lows. There is some good news, however, coming from overseas. From India, the report that inflation is slowing more than expected. The latest Indian inflation rate came in at just 6.77%. While Japan reported that its economy is growing faster than expected, GDP in Japan came in at 3.5%. A couple of significant reactions from this morning's earnings. First, Dentsply Sirona, a dental supply company, its stock trading lower in the pre-markets, while Monday.com, an open platform operating system, is trading substantially higher. And that's the value side for this Monday, November 14. For all of our articles, complete with charts and references, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.